Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got Game 7, Tampa, Washington. This is if we were doing big game, not a big game, this would be a big game. Now, Steve Goldstein, of course, is Panthers television voice. You could hear him on Westwood One. He had the Western Conference Finals. I believe he also has the Stanley Cup Final. He's with us in the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Goldie, am I right about that? Westwood One, Stanley Cup Final as well?
I will be there, but I will be the pregame and postgame and intermission host. I will not be actually doing the play-by-play, unfortunately.
That counts. You're on the broadcast of the Stanley Cup Final. That's an excellent gig right there, Goldie.
I am not complaining, and if you drew it up before the season and you said Vegas against Tampa, that would be my easiest matchup. We're all selfish in this business, so I'm kind of selfishly rooting for Tampa tonight.
Okay, is there anything negative for the NHL with Vegas expansion team in the Stanley Cup Final?
Great question, Zaz. A lot of people have been talking about this. There's a lot of people that are upset. I be honest, I am not one of them. I think the only negative, honestly, is for a lot of NHL front offices. Like if Brett Romberg owns the Minnesota Wild, is he going to his GM and player personnel guy and head scout and go, okay, you guys are the hockey guys, not me. Explain to me how they're doing this and we haven't won a round in 15 years. You know, so I think that would be the only real answer. But I will tell you, watching that team up close last round, it's like if you made a movie about it and Zaslow handed the script over, people would say, oh, yeah, that's pretty good, but that would never happen. So it's really unrealistic. Honestly, that's the run they've been on. For Ryan Reeves, who's been on three teams this year, who has one playoff goal in his life, to get the game-winning goal to send him to the cup, you can't make it up.
Goldie, what about having that knowledge about Marchessault and the former head coach and now being in Vegas, have you noticed anything different? Like, why are they doing so well and so successful out there, and how come they couldn't do so much over here?
They were pretty good here, too.
Well, Gerard did. I mean, they did win the division the year before, and then they got off to the, slow start, 20 games. So, Gerard was good when he was here. They had a good first year and a very good second year. The team did do well. Now, I asked about Marchessault, and I've talked to him a bunch. I got to know him a little bit when he was here. And the consensus out there, including from their coaching staff, is he has taken it up not one but two levels from where he's been. I mean, Jonathan Marchessault, that top line, okay, of Marchessault, Carlson, and Smith, they have played for 11 of the league's franchises. They have been bouncing around the league for years. Marchessault was on five teams. Tampa Bay had waived them. So, I don't have an answer to it. You might have a better answer, Romberg. You played the game at, the high level of what happens when a guy, everybody matures different times, it's his mid or late 20s, maybe, and, you hate to say just because he has a chip on his shoulder, because then everybody would be a professional athlete, just get mad and want it more and then make the league, which obviously isn't the whole story, but it certainly seems that with opportunity and being left, or traded or cut by teams has made all three of those guys just come together and they found some chemistry, and they're just relentless when they're on the ice. They literally never give up on the puck. I saw it firsthand right down by the ice. It's amazing the way they play.
So you're rooting for Tampa, and if Marchessault gets his opportunity to go ahead and have his revenge against the Lightning, your first interview, your first question is to Marchessault is, how good does it feel to finally get an opportunity to showcase your ability against the former team that basically threw you in the garbage?
Yeah, and they did, because they put him on waivers. I mean, the Panthers at least, you say at least, but they decided to keep, a Bukestad or another player over him. But, yeah, Tampa Bay, and look, they're there anyway. They got a ton of offense. They maybe they thought they couldn't pay him. Maybe they thought he wasn't good enough. I don't really know. But, yeah, he had half a year there, and that's when the Panthers found him, because they watched him play there. And in the limited time he had, he played well, but he's definitely a guy that has, you know, I've talked to him quite a bit. He's got that chip on his shoulder. He's told me some of the things that people said when the day of the expansion draft, friends of his, oh, you guys are going to win 20 games. And they have used, every one of those guys has used it as fuel inside the locker room. They call themselves the Golden Misfits. And they've just kind of fueled on this, you know, that, hey, you know, no one thinks we're any good. Everybody let us go. Now, you know, if that was all it was, every expansion team would win. No one's ever won the way they have, so obviously they're more talented too.
Right. So like you mentioned there, by most accounts, okay, people thought this expansion team was going to be terrible. They're going to be one of the worst teams, if not the worst team.
Owner included, talking about, I only want to lose by 2 goals as opposed to losing by 6
right.
goals.
Yeah, so if by most accounts they're going to be the worst team in the National Hockey League, where was everyone wrong? What was the big mistake about this team, about this roster, that it's been the complete opposite?
Well, I asked Gerard Gallant that, and he's it, by the way. When we were there in December, I talked to him, and he was surprised as anybody, and he's still surprised as anybody. They've used 4 goaltenders. There's one goalie they used, by the way, that he had never even heard of, okay? And the guy comes in and went like 6-6 or something to kind of keep things afloat when everybody else was hurt. I think their defense is probably better than a lot of people thought. They've got a bunch of guys that are kind of in their mid-20s. Most of them are first or second round draft picks, so they've been kind of already developed. You know, they have nobody 19, 20, 21 years old in their team, not one guy. They also don't have anybody that's 35, 36 years old. So they do have a bunch of guys that are in their prime. And maybe we all went wrong with, you know, some of the fact that, you know, they do all have that attitude of somebody let me go or multiple teams let me go. And maybe that has fueled them, but, you know, they've got a bunch of guys on that team. You know, I can name them specifically without, you know, getting people into the whole roster, but they probably got 6 to 8 guys that were high draft picks, already been developed, and for whatever reason in this situation, and maybe they would have done it with their current teams, their former teams, they have all elevated their play to fulfill the potential. They've got a bunch of guys that have done that.
What's the atmosphere like there in Vegas for those games?
It's nuts. You know, the pregame thing, that now they're just trying to make it more elaborate, Zaz, and more over the top than they possibly ever had. So they got, you know, a knight coming out on the ice with a sword, and they got showgirls in the stands on the steps during the pregame. I actually interviewed Wayne Newton, who was down there ringside watching the pregame skate. So it does remind me a lot of when the Panthers, you know, came into existence. Honestly, the team was good, made the cup in their third year. And everybody was just, you know, so happy to have a team. And it was just, you know, a crazy environment. That's what it's like there. But it's really taken over the whole town. You know, until the Raiders get there, they are the only team in town.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed like, I just saw you a few days ago in Vegas, and it seemed like Golden Knights mania all through Vegas. I was actually surprised. I mean, I knew that obviously they'd be the hot thing in town, but I was surprised at how Golden Knights, I mean, it was everywhere. It was on every hotel, every restaurant. Everybody was wearing the jerseys all throughout Vegas. I mean, they really have embraced this team. And I'm guessing it's because it's the first real thing that it's the first real professional thing that they've had to root for. And,
you know, I think it's one of those things also that, you know, us from the outside, you know, we look at Vegas and it's not just the, you know, the one street, the Strip. You know, there's 2.5 million people that live there. People, you know, live in their suburbs there. You know, they live off the Strip, and they have a lot of pride in where they live. So I think probably a lot of us underestimated that. Mm-hmm. And because they're the only team, that's why everybody is into it, whether you're a hockey fan or not. I think you're right.
So the underlying story, especially from the athlete world, is how the hell are you going to be a professional athlete and live in Las Vegas during the time of play? What are these guys walking around? Are they under the radar? Are they considered celebrities out there yet? What's the deal with the actual players themselves?
Well, you like it, because when we were there in December, literally it was like 10 in the morning. So we went to the Wynn to go sit by the pool to have breakfast, you know, TV guys. And myself, and who do we literally run right into is Marchessault in the casino. Now, he said he was just staying there for the night. He was with his wife, which I believe, because they had a baby and they were trying to get away. So for the most part, there's a town called Summerlin, and it's about 20 minutes outside of Vegas. I guess you could consider it, I don't know, I'm trying to think of somewhere.
Like Weston or something?
Probably. That's a good comparison. You know, Weston of Fort Lauderdale, or out west in Doral compared to South Beach. although Doral's a little busier than this town in Vegas. So that's where their practice rink is. They got a brand new, obviously, it's a brand new facility. And all the guys live there, and they do their morning skates the day of the game, and obviously all their practices. They do them all at the practice rink. So really the only time a guy would get in his car and drive to the Strip is if he wants to hang out, you know, for a night or playing the games. So they don't live right there. And I guess, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they've been around a little bit, and, you know, they've been very disciplined. You know, you haven't heard any stories of, you know, guys out or in the casinos, you know, too much. So I think they're there kind of to do a job, and, you know, hockey players are kind of like that in a lot of ways anyway. They got pretty good discipline on that stuff.
I would think that it's a huge blessing that this has happened, this run has happened before the Raiders are there, because right now they're the only thing in town. And so now they have these fans who probably weren't all hockey fans before, since they're in the desert, but now they're going to be hockey fans for life. When you go on a run like this, I imagine you hook people for life.
I would think you've at least bought yourself a great scholarship for 5 to 7 years. I think, you know, that's probably what this run has done. If they win it, you probably up that to 10 years. Honestly, they could probably have 10 years where they never get there again, and people will be fans. I agree, first team in, and that was always said about Vegas. You know, we always thought pro sports would go there, and everybody always said first team in will be the Kings. It was funny because I saw Mark Davis, who owns the Raiders. I don't know if they're his season tickets or he just went to the game. He was right behind the goal, which was right near where I was, sitting there in the front row up against the glass with Jim Gray for the two games in Vegas last round.
Goldie, here's what I want from you for tonight, okay? You know, Game 7 tonight, Washington and Tampa, it's Ovechkin. It's a major, major storyline with tonight's game. He's one of the best ever, and he's never been in this spot before. He may never get back. And I tell people about this every year. When we get to a Game 7 this deep, okay, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, even if you're not a hockey fan, if you're a fan of sport, and you're not watching this game tonight, okay? Can you sell right now? Give me 60 seconds. Sell to people who are in that spot who are not big hockey fans but are fans of sport and why they need to watch this game tonight.
The same way you watch Lincecum against Belmont in the conference championship game to see who goes to the NCAA tournament. It's the one and done. It's sports. And the desperation when you get to this level for these teams with Steven Stamkos captaining the Lightning, Ovechkin, who basically is, you know, the Dan Marino of hockey. I mean, he's been a great player. His teams wouldn't ever be in the playoffs without him, like Marino, but his team hasn't been good enough to get him there. So the Ovechkin storyline of trying to make his first Stanley Cup final is great, and these guys play their whole lives to try to get their names on the Stanley Cup. They got 60 minutes. Someone's going to go home and just probably cry their eyes out after the game. So that would be my sell on tonight's Game 7.
Great job, Goldie. Have fun with the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, good to talk to you guys. And by the way, there's nothing like running into Amber Wilson in the Bellagio. Just, man, smack right into it.
What time, though, Goldie? At what time? Was it post-club, like 6 a.m. time, or was this during the day?
No.
You know, Romberg, she's on vacation, man. You shouldn't be judging. She can do what she wants.
You tell
what
him,
happens
Goldie.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
All right, absolutely. See you, Goldie.
See you guys.
All right, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.